Our final set of stories this week is a mixed bag, covering animals, cars, flats and road safety. We will start with a hamster called Rambo, roaming the city streets, followed by news of a new charity to support wildlife and pet rescuers, perhaps including those who managed to intercept Rambo. King Charles is buying a Norfolk-made electric car. The University of East Anglia objects to a proposal to build another 491 student flats, while Hall Road is to get new safety measures. Robin will start with the hamster news.
An escapee hamster who had miraculously survived roaming the city's busy streets has been saved by an eagle-eyed woman who spotted him at a set of traffic lights. The adventurous pet has been nicknamed Rambo because he was coming out of the woods next to Heartsease Lane near Mousehold Heath when rescued. His saviour, delivery driver Cherie Marie Wells, is now searching for his owners so that they can be reunited. She said, "I thought it was some litter to start with. Then I realised it wasn't windy and he was moving so naturally, I stopped and put my hazards on. I put my hands out for him and he just walked straight to me, bless him," she added. It is believed Rambo is a Syrian hamster because of his size, which is larger than other common breeds. If you think Rambo is yours, you can contact Sherry directly on Facebook.
A new charity, Norfolk and Norwich Animal Support, NANAS, has officially launched with a mission to raise funds and awareness for individuals, charities and organisations working to protect and care for animals across the region. Founded by a group of animal lovers, NANAS is focused on supporting both wildlife rescue and domestic pet welfare, helping everything from foxes and birds to dogs, cats and other animals in need. While NANAS does not currently have a physical sanctuary, the long-term vision includes the development of a dedicated site. In the meantime, the charity will concentrate on fundraising, community outreach and direct support for grassroots animal rescue and welfare efforts. The charity has launched a website, norfolkanimalsupport.org.uk, and is live on Facebook and Instagram.
King Charles is adding a new electric car to his collection of motors, and it is being made by a Norfolk company. The King has ordered a Lotus Electra in a royal claret colour to use as his new runaround car on one of his country estates. The 164-mile-per-hour vehicle will be made by Lotus, which has been based at Hethel near Wyndham since 1966. Prices start at around £90,000 for the car, with the King's bespoke order costing around £160,000. A royal insider said, "The palace has hinted that if Bentley can't make limousines for official use run on electric, then they would look at other manufacturers. The fact that Lotus can produce an electric SUV in royal claret really puts them in the driving seat." The royal family had a Lotus Electra last year on loan.
The UEA has hit out at plans to create hundreds more student flats in the city. The university objected to proposals submitted by hospitality giant Whitbread to revamp the Hotel Nelson opposite the train station in Prince of Wales Road. As part of the plans, the site is set to be demolished and rebuilt with two large blocks of purpose-built student accommodation, PBSA, which will have a total of 491 rooms. However, questions have been raised by the UEA about the need and viability of more student accommodation in the city. It comes after the City Council drafted a new supplementary planning document around student accommodation in Norwich. Last month, Norwich City Council had a consultation on a new planning document around student accommodation in Norwich. It states that the city does not need more accommodation of that type.
One of the city's busiest roads will receive a series of long-awaited safety improvements after being identified as an accident black spot. It comes after an investigation into the 0.7-mile stretch of Hall Road from the A147 Queens Road to the A146 roundabout found there were 25 recorded accidents, six of them serious, between September 2018 and August 2024. In response, Norfolk County Council plans to introduce a package of safety measures under the Local Safety Schemes Programme 2025-26. These include carriageway narrowing, new Belisha beacons, improved lighting and resurfacing at the zebra crossing, as well as a series of speed cushions and bollards near the Hewitt Academy to curb excessive speeds and prevent pavement parking.